Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, believing in ghosts. For Anthony Almarez, it wasn't ever a struggle to believe in ghosts. The concept of the dead remaining close to the living wasn't a foreign one. Anthony grew up in a haunted house. His childhood years were plagued with objects flying off shelves, full-bodied apparitions, doppelgangers, and violent encounters with an unseen force. By the time Anthony became an adult, he was on a quest for answers. Answers as to what it was that his childhood was haunted by. Why were these forces there, and what did they want? Today, we hear about the quest and the haunted life of Anthony Almarez.
Back in the days, life was actually pretty good growing up. We lived in Venice, California, and my mother had met my father, which wasn't my father at the time, and they got together, and we actually moved into his house in Venice. The house belonged to my stepdad's parents prior to that, and they passed away. And I remember the first day walking into that house, it was a really eerie feeling that I remember to this day. Just stepping foot in that house was just, even as a child, it was just really overwhelming for me. And my brothers and sisters kind of felt the same thing. It seemed such like a big house when we first walked in, but obviously we're, you know, really young, about eight or nine
mm-hmm.
years of age. And one particular place in that house that really got my attention was the back room of the house. You can enter the back room through the dining room, and it was just an eerie feeling I got from that door that I didn't even want to go near it. And then all the stuff that happened in the house kind of based everything around that area of the house.
With it being eerie, as you describe it, as you look back on this, as an adult, do you think it was just the aesthetics of it being a new house, being kind of a bigger house, different than what you were familiar with? As any child would feel, you know, a bit unsettled in a new place right when you walk in. Or was there something else that you were unaware of, a sensitivity that you have or don't have, you tell me, that you were beginning to discover at that moment?
I don't believe I have a sensitivity. I've been told by quite a few psychics that I do, but I don't know how I would determine if I had one.
Okay.
That room in general, I felt like something was watching me through that door of the room. It was a very dark, dark room. It was the lowest place in the house, and it was a huge den with a fireplace that my dad didn't even use. He never used it. It was just like a big, huge, empty room. Mm-hmm. That was always dark. And so I guess my sister felt the same thing, so did my brother. And again, you know, we're just kids, so we weren't sure exactly what was going on. But then things started happening around the house. We would hear things coming from the room, and of course nobody else is in the house. Once in a while we'd actually hear the door shut and open, and then my father would get up to go check it, and obviously nobody's in there. It started with little things like that, things missing, shadows. Sometimes mm-hmm. we see shadows. Quite a few instances we saw apparitions actually walking through the house. And my father's a very smart man. He worked for Hughes Aircraft, McDonnell Douglas, building satellites in the military. So he always had an explanation for everything. And for some reason, he just could not explain anything that occurred in that house.
What did you guys know about the house moving into it? What did your family know about the house? What were they telling you guys?
My father told us his parents owned it prior to him. He grew up in that house. Mm-hmm. Prior to them, an attorney owned the house, but he didn't pass away in the house. So So I'm not sure the history of the house.
How did your father describe the house in his years of growing up there?
He had no problems. None whatsoever. He doesn't believe in the paranormal whatsoever. He doesn't believe in ghosts, anything. So he's just really always trying to find a reasoning behind all the noises and sights we were seeing, but he just couldn't explain it. He just could not explain it, but to this day, he'll still never admit that it was paranormal.
So it was a house he was very familiar with. There was the level of comfort there for him because it was his childhood home. And then you guys are coming into it, and right off the bat, starting to have these feelings and that ominous feeling in the room with the fireplace. Tell me specifically, other than that feeling that you had in that room, what in your memory specifically was the first incident where you had an experience in the house? What exactly was it for you that was beyond just the feeling? How did that go?
I actually was playing in the dining room when I was really young. I was around 10 years old, and I was playing. I actually stayed away from that room, and the door actually creaked open by itself. And this door has never done that before. It literally just started opening very slowly. And once it opened, just stopped, like something like grabbed it and stopped it. Then it closed again. Of course, as a kid, you know, being 10 years old, I jumped up and, you know, ran to the other room.
Sure. When you went and ran to the other room, you're a child, you're scared. Do you go and tell anyone?
Oh, yeah. I told my mother, and she, of course, came, checked it out, didn't see anything. But she always kept us away from the room also because she believed in the paranormal. Mm-hmm. My mom always told my dad that something was in the house, but he never believed her.
So she kind of had the feeling there was something going on as well. As you had that experience, what were some of the experiences your siblings were encountering?
Well, we all witnessed together, which this is the good thing about it. Like, there's a lot of witnesses of things that happened in that house. We were in the living room one time, and my mom was out in the backyard doing the laundry, and my sister was trying to set up a VCR for us to watch something during the summertime, a movie on TV. She couldn't get it fixed. So she started calling out to my mom saying, the VCR is not working. Can you please help us do this? And we didn't hear anything. All of a sudden, we watched our mother walk through the dining room, past us, into her room in the hallway, and close the door. My sister looked at us saying, hello. And she got up and walked into the other room, knocked my mom's door, opened it. Right when she did that, my mother walked in from the backyard saying, what do you guys want? So we actually saw a full-bodied apparition of my mother, all three of us, walk through the house, go into a room, and physically close the door.
Was it clear as day as being your mother, or was there an assumption there because there's a female figure walking through the house, this must be mom?
It was as clear as day. She'd never looked at us once. Her face, she was looking straight, never looked at us once. Her face was completely blank, mm-hmm. and she passed right by us.
And I'm sure at that moment in time, you're not familiar with the term doppelganger at that age. And it's just,
exactly,
what the hell is that? Is I'm sure what you're wondering.
Exactly.
What do you guys do? Oh, yeah. I mean, what is the conversation like as children after that happened?
Well, friends would come over, you know, from school and stuff like that. And people that would come to the house would come over once and once only. They also experienced things in the house. And we always talked about, you know, the back room, don't go into the back room because that's just a haunted room. So friends would come over, you know, as kids, we sit there and just look at the back room and say, I dare you to go over there. No, I dare you to go over there. And it was pretty much always... We always talked about the paranormal back in those days because the house was so active.
So obviously you're sharing these stories with your friends, and it almost becomes somewhat of a game when you have friends coming over. They're hearing the stories, and even just hearing the stories, I'm sure probably almost more than enough for many of them to never want to come back. Do you have any specific stories, though, of a friend that did come over that had an experience of their own beyond just the stories that they heard from you that truly made them say, that happened to me too. I'm not going back there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We actually had a buddy of mine. Well, he was young at the time, but he came over. We're doing a sleepover. There was like six of us, and he actually went to use restroom, came running out, and he said there's a man standing in the mirror looking at him. And he started freaking out, crying, and my parents actually had to call his parents to come pick him up.
Wow. How does that go? I mean, obviously, you are a child at the time, so you're probably, you know, you're not necessarily the one having the conversation with the other parent of, oh, yeah, they saw a ghost in the mirror, but...
Exactly.
How did that, did you ever talk to your mom about how that conversation went when their child got picked up? Was it just, oh, they have an overactive imagination, they should probably go home? Or how did that go?
Basically that was it. They told they didn't specifically tell the parents that there was a ghost in the house or was haunted. They just basically told them, that he probably saw something that scared him.
Yeah.
And probably, like you said, an overactive imagination, a bunch of us together telling ghost stories probably scared him.
Mm-hmm. So you're seeing things, you're hearing things, you and your siblings, your mother believes it, your father kind of in denial about this, but was he having any experiences as well? I know you said he was having difficulty explaining anything, but did he himself have experiences to try and explain?
Yeah, at one point, we were sitting across from my mother. She was reading her book on the couch, and my dad was sitting next to me against the wall, helping with my homework and reading the paper. There's a huge, heavy wood-framed picture that used to sit right behind us above our heads. And my dad, I remember him putting this up. When he put it up, he had to use really heavy-duty anchor bolts to actually screw into the studs of the wall because it was a very heavy picture, and it was on really thick gauge wiring. And we were sitting there, and my mom said for some reason she looked up at the time after I asked her later. She looked up, something got her attention, and right above us, she literally saw the picture frame lift up and come slamming down behind our heads. She yelled at my dad, "Gary, look out." And my dad looked up and grabbed me, pulled me forward. The picture came slamming down behind our heads. And he could not figure it out. He looked at the hook. The hooks weren't loose whatsoever. The wire wasn't broken. He said there's no reason that should have happened.
But still, was he still trying to find a reason or still believing there's a logical explanation to this? I just don't know it.
Well, quite a few instances, he was left scratching his head because we had another incident that was pretty bad in the kitchen. I'm not sure listeners know how door hinges on the kitchen cabinets are put in. There's pins that actually go through the tops like regular doors. My sister was yelling at my mother at one point in the kitchen. We were standing in the middle of the kitchen. I was younger, so I was standing between them, yelling at my sister, stop being mean to my mom. And one of the doors literally flew off the hinges, hit my sister in the back of the head. And we all got quiet really quick. My mom kind of grabbed me. We just walked out of the kitchen very quietly. And my dad came home, and he's just stood there looking at the hinges, and there's no possible way that door could have came off unless somebody pulled the hinges off and took it off that way. There's no possible way. So lots of times he was left scratching his head and couldn't figure out what was going on.
It sounds like it was ramping up. Is that accurate, where it started kind of benign, kind of, hey, it's there? Now we're talking about it almost getting violent and physical with people.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so also because my sister, she's probably about 4-5 years older than I am, actually. And she started, she listened to a lot of rock music, which is nothing wrong with rock music. I listen to it also. But she, started messing around with some magic and also the Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And I didn't notice at the time until I talked to her later. She started practicing a little bit of magic and stuff with her friends. And I think that's about when everything really started kicking off in the house.
Do you think that is where everything, you said kicking off, I want to understand that correctly. Do you think that that is when everything began in the house, or is that when things ramped up to the new level of almost violence in the house?
I think that's when it ramped up, because okay. There was little things here and there when we first moved in, but right after she started playing that and doing those things, everything started getting really, really ramped up.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.